I'd like to share a few scriptures this morning. Thinking about how that we're building a house, we're building a life, and it's so important for us to build it with wisdom and understanding, with knowledge. And Jesus made comment about the wise man that built his house upon the rock, and also about the foolish man. And the scriptures talk a lot about the wise and the foolish. Proverbs is full of verses that deal with the wise and the foolish, and I'd like for us to think about that a little bit this morning. You remember King Solomon, which was known as one of the wisest men that lived. What was the background of his... why did God give him wisdom? You remember what had taken place at Gibeah? He had offered the Lord lots of sacrifices. And we know the Lord's really not interested in the animal sacrifices today, but He is interested in our heart. And that's what Solomon had. He had a heart to serve the Lord when he started out. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for long life. He didn't ask for the life of his enemies, but he asked for wisdom. To know how to go in and know how to come out. And to be a blessing and a help. He wanted his life to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. I believe that. And that's why the Lord was pleased and honored with Solomon's request. You know, we need wisdom to live our lives. We need wisdom to be a blessing and a help. But I want to... mention also about the wisdom has to do with the heart. It's not just the IQ or the brain, and I want to look at a few scriptures that deal with that. Proverbs, the 16th chapter and the 21st verse, we could start. It says, "The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning." The wise in heart. So the heart, having our heart in the right place is the beginning of wisdom. It's the start of wisdom. In contrast, people can have a lot of earthly knowledge. They can have a lot of skill in different areas of, you know, their field or their expertise, but their heart maybe not be in the right place. That's knowledge. We marvel at some of the things they know and some of the things that they're able to do, but that's really not what we're after today. We're after wisdom that comes from God, that blesses lives. One place it talked about wisdom it being a wellspring of life. Wisdom gives life. It gives knowledge. It gives hope. It gives strength and encouragement. And that's what we desire in our hearts and lives. I think about the... there's a worldly wisdom, the wisdom of this world, and it looks attractive at times. It can appear good. But I thought about Jesus when He mentioned about the rich man and Lazarus. And He said, "Well, I'll pull down my barns and build bigger barns." It said, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully." He was blessed in a temporal way. But then he said, and yet there was a need at his gate, Lazarus. And he passed by Lazarus all the time. But the rich man, the Lord told him, he said, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, then whose are these things going to be?" So he was wise in a worldly way. And I mean, when we look at his life, it looked like maybe it was successful. He had barns and he pulled them down, built bigger barns. He had material possessions. But the Scriptures called him a fool because his heart wasn't in the right place. Lord, help us today that our heart, that we keep our heart in the right place. That is something that we all have to work at and cultivate in our lives, to set our affections on God, on things above, not on things of this earth. I wanted to get another verse. It says Proverbs, dropping down, Proverbs 16:23. It says, "The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips." The heart of the wise. So here is, it's connecting the heart with wisdom. Where a man's affections are at, where his desires are at. And we want, and we notice Solomon, when he started out, he had a desire to please God. He had a desire to give the Lord his all and to be a blessing to people. And God blessed him. God gave him wisdom and understanding. Another verse, Proverbs 2:2. Proverbs 2:2, it says, verse 1 says, "My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." So the Lord has wisdom and knowledge for us. He has direction for us. If we'll have a heart to serve Him and to apply our hearts to seek and to know, God is able to open up and reveal unto us His will and His way and His thoughts. I also wanted to get Proverbs, the first chapter, and the Proverbs, the first chapter. We'll just start at verse 1. It says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel." What does that mean? A wise man will hear. I remember different times being reproved when I was a child. You ever heard it goes in one ear and out the other? Well, I had that said to me many times. You know, you can hear something with your ears, but sometimes it doesn't get down here, does it? It's just like it goes over the top. But if our heart is reaching out for God, If our heart is wanting to serve Him and to live for Him, the Lord can help us to understand His ways and His thought. And it says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. You know, we can learn from so many things in life. I think about here in this same chapter in verse 20, it says, wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city she uttereth her word, saying. You know, when I was a child, I remember thinking, I don't want to live like my family all the rest of my life. I don't want my home to be like this. I want something different. And I feel like this is what this scripture is talking about in life. Wisdom cries out. When you see the problems and the situations and the places that people get themselves into, it's a lesson for us. It's a, don't go this way. Don't do these things. You know, if we follow the same paths, we do the same things that people have done, we're going to end up in the same places. We've got to do something different. We've got to change. We've got to change. We've got to make adjustments. Or I'm going to be the same. I want to be the same thing. I want to end up in the same place, do the same. I want to ruin my life just like other people have ruined it, their lives. If I do the same things, I'm going to end up like them. But wisdom cries, Lord, help us to be able to receive of her lessons and receive of her blessings and of her help. You know, the Proverbs is a cry. It's the law of God. It's the law, the laws that God has put in motion and in place. If we recognize those and we see those and we observe those in our lives and we practice them and recognize them, we'll do well. We'll have a blessed life like we had the Sunday school lesson. Our life will be blessed. But if we go against, if we do our own thing, if we do... Here he mentions, you set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. There's a consequence time. There's a time when the consequences come due. If we disregard what God has set in place and what He set in motion. And I think about, you know, so much of my heart's desire, Lord, give me wisdom. Help me know how to deal with people. Help me, Lord, to know how to understand people. Help me know how to talk to people. To know how to communicate with people and find out where they're coming from and where they've been. And allow the Lord to work. You know, it's so important for us to be able to hear. You know, it's not always what people say with their mouths. Sometimes it's their actions, the things that they do with their life. Lord, help us to be able to hear and see beyond and recognize some of the things that are underlying that affect people. But the Lord wants us to have wisdom, but our heart needs to be in the right place. Proverbs 14 and 16, he said, it says, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. A wise man feareth and departs from evil, but the fool, he just goes on. the foolish. He just goes on. Another verse came to my mind was, it says, he that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he that hearkeneth to counsel is wise. You know, a lot of times people just trust that they're right. Their own heart is good. But what's the scriptures teach about the heart? It's corrupt. It's above all things deceitful and desperately wicked. If it's not redeemed, if it's not forgiven, we can't trust our own heart. We can't trust our own mind, our own thoughts. We've got to allow the Lord to give us a new heart. People go by the way they feel all the time, and it misleads them. We've got to follow what the way the Scriptures teach us, the principles. It said, he that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he that hearkeneth to counsel, I believe one place says wise, another one place says he'll be delivered. When we're able to hearken to counsel and we're able to receive what God has for us in our life, it's very important for us to be able to listen and to have a heart that's receptive to truth, that's receptive to what God has. Another scripture, Proverbs, the 2nd chapter and the 10th verse. He says, when wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. It says, when wisdom enters into thy heart. Help us today to have a heart for wisdom, a heart for God, for His truth, for His Word to be written upon the tables of our heart. Also, Proverbs 17 and 16. It says here, wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? In other words, he's willing to buy and purchase wisdom, but it doesn't have the heart for it. He doesn't have the heart to receive what God has. So Lord, help us today to have our heart in the right place, our heart set upon God, set upon the things of God. And he mentions, I wanted to read on down Proverbs 1 and 7. It said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So there's a contrast here. Here's the foolish and the wise again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You know, you ever see I don't know, a lot of you didn't grow up, I guess, or some of you didn't grow up in public school, some of you did. But there were those that mocked, laughed, scorned, disregarded. And it, you know, to them, a lot of them, it seemed so cool, so big, to disregard and laugh and make fun of the teacher and disregard what was being taught. Oh, they thought they were having a big time, great time. But what happens in a few years? If they haven't no heart for it, if there's never been a change. It's just like it says here in the first chapter. It says, "For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them." Lord, help us today to have a heart that is reaching out for God, for knowledge, knowing how to come in, knowing how to go out, knowing how to be a blessing and a help, to be able to have something that will encourage and strengthen those around about us. One thing that I've noticed in my studying is this, is the Scripture brings out that the foolish have misplaced the values, and the wisdom from above, the wise, they value the right things. They value the Lord. They're seeking first the kingdom of God, and they're allowing all these other things to be added unto them. But the foolish have their values are upon the things of this world. It's material things. It's riches. It's pleasures of this life. I noticed different scriptures that talks about the heart of the fool is in mirth. He's looking for a good time. That's all he's... One place talks about the heart of the wise being in the house of mourning. In other words, to me, what I get from that is that there's a soberness about their life. They're not looking always to be entertained. They're not always looking just for fun and pleasure. There's a soberness and a sobriety about them that they're able to get a hold of what God, and they're learning lessons in their life. They're open and they're allowing the Lord to teach them. There's a soberness there. But those that don't have the heart for it, they're just passing on. And I want to say, today there are so many people today that are so disillusioned with life. Life hasn't given them what they've really wanted. And it's because their affections were in the wrong place. Their values were in the wrong place. Lord, help us today. I wanted to read this quote. It says, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." He is no fool who gives up, you know, the things of this life, we can't keep them. The temporal things, we're not going to keep them. We're going to lose them. As soon as we take that last breath, it's going to be... they're gone. So is it foolish now to give those things and put them in the hand of God and allow Him to direct us and put Him first in our hearts and our lives? It's foolish to follow all those. That's what He called the rich man. He said, "Thou fool, you've set your values right here. Then who's all those things going to be?" Lord, help today for us to have our heart into serving God, to keep our heart. Solomon, I wished he could have finished a good course. Sometimes I think, well, maybe he prayed at the very end. I don't know. I'm not going to judge him before he died. But his heart strayed away from the Lord. The Lord commanded, He said, "Don't marry the women of other nations." And the Scripture says that Solomon clave to these in love. But the Lord warned, He said, "They'll turn your heart." That's exactly what happened to Solomon when he was old. He did good for a long time. But he overstepped what God had commanded. He overrode what the Lord had spoken to him. And that's what happens when we override also. There's a price. There's a penalty. Lord, help us today. You know, I like... I get to work around people a lot of times that I haven't met. And I like to ask them this question. What have you learned in life? What have you learned in life? Or sometimes I'll ask them this. If you had life to start all over again, if you could start a clean slate, would you do anything differently? Would you take a different course? And you'll be surprised that a lot of times there's deep things there that people, if I had to do over again, I would have done it a little bit different. Well, the Lord has mercy. The Lord can help. He can bless. But Lord, give us wisdom. Help us to build a house that's able to stand when the floods come, when the storms of life are beating and things happen. Help us to be laying those blocks in such a way that they're able to abide. You know, in one place he talked about building with untempered mortar. Daubing the bricks, putting something together with untempered mortar, something that's not going to last. Also in Corinthians it talks about building with wood, hay, and stubble. Things are going to be burned up. But you can build with gold. Build with silver. Build with things that are going to last. You know, I remember one time working on, we had some places on the house that were rotted. And, you know, it's hard for me to just plaster things over. if there's some rot in there, I like to get it out. Keep going. Keep working till you get down to where you can't. I mean, you can put sheetrock over some rotted stuff, but how's it going to last? Sometimes it's not, you don't readily see it, maybe from the exterior. I remember working on one house here in Enid, and I didn't realize what I was getting into when I started. I took off the door and took off the trim, and lo and behold, termites had eaten the bottom parts of the stud, and it was just, you couldn't try to sink a screw. There wasn't nothing to hold it. It had to come out. Lord, help us in our spiritual lives that way. When the Lord, the Holy Spirit, begins to reveal things to us, He begins to help us to see things in our heart that's not quite like Him. Lord, help us to be willing to get our hands dirty, do some work to get those things out of there that shouldn't be in there, and then build with good things. Build with things that are substantial and that will last. That scripture he brought out, he said, the storm came to both houses. It came to the one that built on the rock, and it came to the one that built on the sand. Lord, help us today to build on the rock, on truth, what's upright, honest, open, substantial, things that will last. You know, in the day of judgment, our house is going to be shaken, isn't it? When the Lord comes back, we're going to be glad that we took time to be honest, to be open to God's dealing with us, to be sincere, to put Him first in our lives. That's going to be a vital time. Let's build that way, that when the Lord comes back, I'll have a house that will bring glory and honor to God, and that will stand the judgment shock. So when Psalm talks about the judgment shock, that'll be able to stand. So let's have a heart that reaches out to God and allows Him to teach us and work with us and to be with us. And the Lord can help us, and He can reveal those things to us. And pray for me.